You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I'm Hannah Halley, and today we're exploring how Blake Lively turned her fame into something more enduring. Yes, she's an actress known for iconic roles, but over the past few years, she has become an entrepreneur whose work teaches powerful lessons about integrity, business strategy, and what it means to build something you believe in. In this episode, we'll trace her journey, why she started what she did, what she learned from failure, how she builds with purpose, and what influence looks like when you care about more than just profit. Blake Lively grew up among actors, craft, style, and from early on she had a sense for storytelling, beauty, and design. Her transition from roles in Gossip Girl to film work showed range, but she always seemed to want more than performance. She wanted ownership, creative agency. One of her earliest business ventures was Preserve, a lifestyle site launched around 2014 to celebrate artisanal makers and curate beautiful things. She conceived it from what she cared about: craftsmanship, stories, quality. But it launched before she felt it was truly ready. She later said the site never caught up to its original mission, asked herself whether it was making a meaningful difference. She took the hard step of closing it rather than settling for something half realised. That moment revealed something rare: the courage to take a loss, admit something isn't fulfilling what you believe it should, and walk away to build better. After Preserve, Blake doubled down on ventures where she could truly shape every detail. She founded Betty Buzz in September 2021, a line of non-alcoholic sparkling mixers made with clean, non-GMO ingredients, no artificial flavours, colours or sweeteners. She cared about juice, flavour, the experience, both for people who drink cocktails and those who don't. The brand was not born from chasing trends, but out of her own convictions and taste. She then expanded into Betty Booze, canned cocktails, and now mocktails, because people using Betty Buzz often mixed and experimented, gave feedback, asked for more. She listened. She pivoted. She responded to her audience's desires. That's a lesson. Build something, but stay ready to evolve. In 2024, she launched Blake Brown, a hair care line defined by clean formulas and strong performance at a mass price point. It became the biggest hair care launch in Target history. That success didn't come from celebrity alone. It came from attention to formulation, fragrance, packaging, listening to what people want. Her team dug into what works for real hair, what smells good, what feels good, and what customers value. She said, "You must believe in what you are creating, and if you don't, people will notice." All of these businesses share common themes: authenticity, detail, conviction. She doesn't just license her name, she builds products she herself wants, standards she herself demands. She uses feedback from users, tweaks things, learns from what isn't perfect. That approach makes the difference between fleeting attention and lasting brand. Blake's journey hasn't been perfect. Preserve, a lifestyle business, closed because it didn't meet her expectations. She said she launched too soon before everything was aligned. User experience was flawed, mission not fulfilled. But she took ownership and acted accordingly. She said, "You can't be an entrepreneur for other people. What she builds needs to be what she wants, what she would use. It has to be fit for purpose." When Betty Buzz was under development, she worked for years making sure the mixers tasted right, the flavours honest, the carbonation just so. She values small details that others might ignore. Bubbles you can see, fragrance you'll remember. That takes willingness to do the hard work behind scenes, to care deeply about things many assume irrelevant. And she has been vocal about choosing partners and collaborators who share values. She expects her teams to feel ownership. When you hear her talk about her hair care line or her beverages, she speaks not just of function, but of identity, community, taste, and standard. She accepts that failure or criticism may come, but chooses truth over convenience. Those are business lessons. Stand for something, care about the product, be ready to pivot. Blake Lively's brands are still growing, still shaping what consumer expectations are. Her hairline, her beverages, they're showing that there's huge demand for products made with integrity. Mass retailers like Target expect quality and performance, or they won't support you. Blake Brown's success in that environment shows that premium does not have to mean inaccessible. It can mean thoughtful and inclusive. She's expanding, mocktails, body mists, fragrance extensions, caring about scent, affordability, fragrance and experience. She's learning all the time, and her business isn't static. Her identity as business person, plus creative, plus storyteller, giving her a unique edge. She's less about riding fame and more about building legacy. Through her decisions, she has directed what to launch, what to cancel. She's decided how involved she stays, how often she responds to customer, and she's teaching that influence in business outcomes, not just from opportunity, but from values, from standards, from being willing to risk embarrassment to do something you believe in. Blake Lively teaches us that influence built with purpose lasts. When you believe deeply, when you care about what you create, when you refuse shortcuts and you face criticism with humility and resolve, when you choose authenticity and ownership, you build something meaningful. If this episode gives you ideas, maybe it's time to ask, what product or story am I building that aligns with my values? What am I willing to fail at if it lets me do something truer? Please subscribe, leave a review, share with someone who cares not only about success, but about doing it well. I'm Hannah Halley, and this was Icons of Influence. Until next time, create with conviction, build with standards, influence with heart.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.